Hello there. My name is Christian. I'm from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on confidential basis.
Regarding?
Hello? This is regarding the upcoming elections.
Okay.
It only takes about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and in a safe place so we can talk?
Yes.
Thank you. Give me a second here.
No worries.
Okay. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And do you reside in currently in California?
Where?
Do you currently reside in California?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you said corny.
Oh, no, sorry about that. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Merced, thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get, and these are your options, all or almost all your calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular phone, or almost all on a regular home phone?
All on a cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station or political party?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1993.
Okay, 1993. Thank you. Next question. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of school that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And would that be a somewhat disapprove or a strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And in the elections for state assembly, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? For the Democratic candidate or for the Republican candidate?
I probably wouldn't vote in that category currently because I don't know enough about either candidate. I haven't received
any literature or anything like that? No? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still undecided?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. Thank you. Moving on. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. First person is, you can also say that you never heard of that person, also if you never heard of that person. Esmeralda Soria.
I've heard of her, but I don't really know what she's done, so.
No opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Next person, Kamala Harris.
She is horrible.
So unfavorable. Okay, thank you. And what about Joanna Garcia Rose?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. And the last person on here, Donald Trump.
Disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to go down the list and you can pick one of these, okay, the one that's most important to you. First, homelessness, then education, then abortion, then inflation and the cost of living, then climate change, then we have border security, then crime and public safety, then jobs and the economy, healthcare, and lastly, taxes.
First would be inflation and the economy.
Okay. Just one, the most. Thank you. Okay. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and a 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state offices?
Probably like an 8.
Okay, thank you. And next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Unfortunately, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
Undecided. I don't know enough about
okay.
either of them.
Okay, it's okay. Thank you. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Is that the nationwide economy or the California economy?
They don't specify here. It says, would you say the economy is headed? Yeah. I would say, since we're talking about California, so let's go with California.
So no, not on track.
Not on track. Okay, thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
It has increased, definitely.
Increased? Okay, thank you. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes, okay.
Yes.
And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First statement says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Does that make you much more or less likely to vote for her, much less likely, much more or less likely, or it makes no difference?
Likely. It's likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Yeah, somewhat.
Thank you. Next statement. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Not really. That wouldn't work, but so
much less
likely. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Next statement, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and the law enforcement, and put them the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
I would love to see her do it, but so more likely.
Okay. And the last statement on here, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
More likely, much more likely.
Much more likely, thank you. Now that you have read some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly. I'm pretty sure you still undecided, correct? Because
we haven't... I don't know enough about her. You guys told all about the other one, not her.
Yeah. And this question shouldn't be here because after this, I'm going to talk to you about the other candidate. And so, but yeah, hold on. Let me see here. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. And so you'll be doing the same thing, much more likely,
okay.
Less likely. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents. And then, 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Well, much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward a negative campaign ads and even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits.
Much less likely.
Thank you. We got two more. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Much less likely.
Yes, and the last one out here. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone who she was romantically in love with.
Damn. Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. But now I can, I can ask you this question, but you can still give me the same answer. It's okay. And now that you have heard more information about the candidates, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
Probably Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or a independent?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
I tend to be more in the middle, but moderate conservative, I guess.
Okay, so I either have moderate or somewhat liberal.
You can do moderate.
Thank you.
I'm conservative when it comes to economy and liberal when it comes to social. So.
Okay, thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
I am pro the government staying out of it.
So that would be, pro-choice, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you do that, or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No, I wouldn't.
No? Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You were great. Have a good night, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.